the one that is just the height of the of this table. Well, anyway, so today we are going to study a new topic, and this topic is called online algorithms. We will introduce the teacher of online algorithm very soon, but we'll start with a simple example. So this example is called ski rental problems, or the ski rental. Imagine you are doing a vacation somewhere in the north, and there are some mountains with snow on it, and then you can ski there. Okay? And, the good news is that you don't have a limit on your vacation length, so basically you can stay there for as long as you like. But there is one condition. The season of the ski, you don't know how long it is. It could be one day, it could be 1 week, it could be 1 month. Don't know. Alright? So basically, in the evening, or maybe in the beginning of every day, you will know whether you can continue skiing or not. Okay? Yeah? So now the question is, you love skiing and you would like to ski as long as it is allowed. Okay? And then you can choose between two options. One is you buy a set of ski, you can buy a ski set. Okay? You can buy it. Or you can rent it every day. Alright? And actually, the decision is something like in the morning of every day, you can decide either to buy a ski set or to rent a ski set. Okay? Clear? Alright. Now, of course, buying the ski set will be more expensive than renting. So here we use $10. So buying is $10, renting is $1. Well, then which way would you choose? Buy or rent, it depends on how long the season is, right? But the problem is you don't know how long the season is. So you can only do the best you can, right? Okay, so in that case, the problem can be formulated in the following way. So basically the duration of the ski season, you don't know, right? And then, as I said, in the morning of every day, you need to decide whether you buy the ski set or you rent the ski set, right? And then here we use the value M to represent the price for buying, okay? And then value 1 for price of renting. And then, again, on the morning of every day, you will know whether you can continue another day or you have to go back home, right? Because it's not possible that you ski for some day and then rest for some day where no ski is possible and then ski again. That's not possible, right? So the season of the ski is somehow continuous. Okay? So it says continuous segment. Alright, now if you already bought the ski set, then you can reuse it anytime. Alright? So basically, if you make a decision to buy it on the first day, then you no longer need to worry about any further actions, right? Okay. Now, so this is the problem. Now, your goal, of course, is to spend as little money as possible, right? During the whole season. Now, of course, if you know the length of the ski season, like T days, then the optimal strategy is very easy, right? Everyone knows. If T is what? If the number of days T is larger than M, or at least M, right? Then you buy, right? Okay, this is the best strategy. Okay, so if it's less than or equal to M, like this, and then you will just rent every day, right? So this is quite straightforward. Okay, so you have two cases to consider, and then you have the best strategy towards any one of them. Right? Okay. So this offline problem is also called offline optimal solution. But the offline knows the whole input, but you do not know the whole input, right? You don't know how long the season will last. So you have to go for the online setting. Now in the online setting, you only know the information piece by piece, right? And then at every round, or on each day, you need to make a decision. You say buy or rent. But you cannot say, oh, today I buy the there's a, oh, there are two very easy strategies, which I already mentioned. The first strategy, you buy on the first day, right? Don't care about whether you have a very short season or not. Anyway, buy it on the first day. You buy on the first day, this strategy sometimes is good, especially when the season is very long, right? But when the season is short, it's not good. For example, if the number of days t is equal to 1. And then the optimal solution is rent for 1 day, right? Rent for 1 day, the cost is 1. Okay? But you spend the cost of n, right? So we use the OPT to represent the optimal cost. ALD is the online airway cost. So you see the optimal solution, the cost is 1. But your solution, because you buy the ski set, the solution quality is n, right? You spend n cost, n dollars. So the ratio is very bad, right? Okay, now I didn't formally introduce this ratio yet, but you can use the knowledge in approximation algorithm for now. Okay, so you need to compare your algorithm and optimal solution, right? So my ratio is algorithm output divided by optimal solution is n. So n is pretty bad, right? This is very bad value because n can be arbitrarily large, right? Okay, so this strategy is not good. How about the second strategy? Second strategy says I never buy, I just keep renting, right? This is another extreme. So in this extreme, what do you see? Well, you keep renting, of course, it's very good if the season is very short, right? But how about if the season is very long? For example, this T is far larger than M, right? And then your optimal solution, the quality is M, because optimal solution will just buy a ski set on the first day, right? Okay, so the cost is n, and your solution, because you keep renting every day, the total cost is t, number of days in the season, right? So if you divide these two values, it is t over n. But you see, this t can be larger than m by a very good extent, right? So, well, it can be 2, 3, 4, 5, any value, right? So t can be 1 billion m, it's also possible, okay? But maybe it's not that possible because you can have a 365 days, but probably there's a place where the ski season never ends, right? It goes on every year, right? Every day, okay? You never end. You will never stop skiing. And in that case, this solution, keep renting every day, is very bad, right? The ratio would be very bad. Okay, so again, this strategy is not good. Now, as I told you, you can use the so-called approximation ratio to understand the performance of the algorithm, the online algorithm, compared to the optimal solution, right? But in our scenario, we need to introduce another ratio, not approximation ratio, because there is some kind of underlying difference between these two models, approximation algorithm and online algorithm, okay? So let me define the problem first. So here, we are talking about you want to spend as little money as possible to finish the whole season, right? Okay, so we define the problem as a minimization problem. We try to minimize certain costs. And here, your algorithm has some output, right? Algorithm I. And then your optimal solution also has some output. And then we divide algorithm output by optimal solution's output. This ratio, if for any possible problem instance, it is larger than or equal to 1, or larger than equal to alpha, okay? So actually, let me see. Yeah, so this one, okay? This max value. This max value, alright, is the ratio of your algorithm, right? And this value will be larger than 1 in minimization problem. Okay? So, you know that we will call this max algorithm over optimal the competitive ratio of the algorithm. So here we are using a different word, competitive ratio. Okay? So then they ask me, why we do not call it approximation ratio? Remember that approximation ratio is for what kind of problems? Some hard problems, right? So especially any hard problem. You have you cannot do the best solution in reasonable time. So you sacrifice the quality of solution and say, oh, I want to use a polynomial time to compute a relatively good solution. Now, because of my constraint on computing what's your decision? Your decision is, you see today whether it's, you can still see or not. And then you make a decision. I buy or rent, right? Do you have a communication issue? No, right? It's too easy. It's just a binary choice, right? And also maybe based on your previous knowledge, maybe remember one bit of information of your previous decision, right? And then you have the current decision for today. Okay, you don't have any issue about computation, right? Even you use a very, maybe a mobile phone, very old style mobile phone, you can still do it, right? It's very easy. So the difficulty of the problem does not come because the problem is difficult. It's because of what? Here, why you cannot get the optimal solution? It's not because of computation power limitation, right? It's about what?
Snowing or not, okay, whether it is suitable snow or not, right?
on the first day, then what are you going to do? Yeah, no snow on the second day. Or not suitable to snow, to ski on the second day, right? So you will force the player or the person to stop its ski season tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow no more ski. Alright? So you see that in this case, you will force the second day to be not suitable to ski, right? And then your algorithm already paid a cost of 2, but the optimal solution only need to rent for 1 day and then finish the season, right? Okay, so in this case, what's the ratio? 2, right? 2/1 is 2. Okay, so how about if the algorithm decides to rent on the first day? And then you say, because he rents, I cannot stop the season tomorrow. Because if I stop, this algorithm will be optimal, right? So I do not stop the season. I let you continue the season on the second day. So then, please, algorithm, make your decision now, right? Okay? So again, algorithm can say, how about buy on the second day? And then what do you do? Yeah, stop on the third day, right? You will then stop right after the algorithm buys. Now in this case, what's the comparison? The comparison is, you pay 1 plus 2, right? 3 costs. But optimal solution only needs to pay what? 2. So the ratio is what? 1.5, right? Okay? Oh, in this case, another 1.5. And then, if you rent on the second day, you rent on the second day, and then again you will not stop, because if you stop, this algorithm again becomes optimal, right? Okay? And that's not good. I keep the season on, alright? And then on the third day, the algorithm again has two choices, buy or rent. And then if you buy, so again, I will stop. You will stop the season, right? As long as somebody buys, as the algorithm buys, you stop the season. And in this case, the algorithm pays 1 + 1 + 2, right? 1, 1, 2, which is 4. And then the optimal solution, again, only need to pay $2 because he can buy on the first day, right? Okay, so in this case, 4 divided by 2, the ratio is 2, right? So one last chance. Rent, keep renting. Okay, so now I do not need to go on being a nice person, letting you continue to ski, because now you already accumulated cost 1, 2, 3, right? You have cost 3. So it's very safe for me to stop it on the fourth day, because even if I do this, I stop the season now, you already pay $3. But optimal solution only need to pay what? $2. 3 divided by 2, 1.5, right? Okay, so you see, I have exhausted all the possibility of algorithms. For any so-called deterministic algorithms, this is the only possibility, right? Buy rent, and I allow you to continue, and then buy rent, right? Allow you to continue, and then buy rent. Okay, done. I stop the instance, right? So in all the possibility, or all the possible branches, the ratio is at least 1.5, right? So that means you cannot do, or you cannot design an algorithm whose competitive ratio is better than 1.5, right? Okay, well, good. Now, at least we know you cannot do better than 1.5. So can you do 1.5? Well, maybe not. Let us try a bit conservative thing. So say, let's try to prove we can do ratio 2, okay? Alright? Okay, so can we do ratio 2? Now, of course, let me remind you one more time. The hardness of the problem does not come from complication. It comes from what? Uncertainty or lack of information, right? You don't have sufficient information, that's why you cannot design or get the optimal solution, right? Okay, so now let's see. Can we do two approaches? Now, just now, we have two strategies. One is you buy on the first day. Second is you keep renting. But actually, there is a series of mechanisms or strategies, which is something like, after buying the ski set, you no longer need to rent, right? This is something for sure, because after buying, you can use it, whatever. All right? So, That means your last action is God. But before you die, you can choose some days to rent. Okay? So a general strategy looks like what? You first rent for some days, right? And then what? Buy. Okay? So basically, all the strategies will look like this. Right? Okay, so let's see how to do it. Oh, strategy called buy after M days. This is a very special, very, very special strategy. Okay? This is one of the strategy sets I told you just now. Right? It's a special combination of buy or purchase, renting for some days, and then buy. Okay? Now I set the threshold to be M. And you will know very soon why I set the threshold to be M. Now this is a picture. Day 1 to day M, you rent, right? Day 1 to day M, you rent. And then start from day M plus 1, you buy. Buy once, right? Okay? So what's the total cost? Yeah, 2M. If the season is long, it's 2M, right? If the season is short, very good. Okay, so let's see why it is very good. Now, if season is short, which means T is M minus M, then actually you are doing what optimal solution is doing, right? If the season is short, optimal solution is never buy, right? Just keep renting. This is what optimal will do, right? Okay, so in other words, in case one, you are doing as good as optimal solution, right? Now, when the season is long, you are not optimal, but not too bad. Why not too bad? Because when the season is long, your optimal solution will buy, right? Will buy at the first day and use it forever, right? But you are also not too bad because you only pay a cost of what? 2M, right? This is the maximum cost you have to pay, right? So your cost is 2M, optimal solution cost is M, right? What's the ratio?
2K.
Right? Oh, good. You already have a too competitive algorithm for speed rental problems, right? Is that right? Okay. Now we are about to use the paper. Of course, you will use the paper during the break, but we are starting to give bonus points. Okay. Now, this is a good strategy, which is too competitive, right? Okay. So now, the theorem, I guess I don't need to elaborate further because the analysis is very straightforward, right? Just divide in different cases, and you can see that it's a too competitive algorithm. So I will skip this part. This is very straightforward. Alright, so now we'll see. Earlier, we proved that you cannot do better than 1.5. And now we can have a strategy whose ratio is 2. Now, a very natural question is, can you do better than 2? If you can do better than 2, then you need to design a new strategy, right? If you say, it's not possible to do better than 2, then you need to find a way to prove no one or no strategy can beat the ratio of 2, right? Now, which direction are we trying? So, actually, we are trying 2 is the best possible. Okay? So, let's see. This is the theorem we are trying to show. Remember the earlier picture? This one we can only show 1.5. And now let's look at a more systematic analysis. Okay? Now, basically, just now we already know all the strategies will look like this. Buy after X days of rent. Okay? Buy rent for X days and then buy, right? All the strategies will have this kind of format. Okay, so let's see. Suppose it is case one. What is case one? Case one says your x is at most m minus 1. Okay? Alright? If x is at most m minus 1, then how do we analyze the performance? Or how do we set the adversary, right? So if you buy after x days of rent for this strategy, then because remember, we are trying to be a bad guy. We are trying to design some sequence not good for the algorithm, right? So basically, what you will do is you will stop the season right after buy, right? Okay, good. So now, you see, I will just make the season x plus 1, which means because you day x plus 1, right? You rent for x days and then buy on x plus 1 day, right? Okay, so I just let your season be x plus 1. Okay, so in this case, let's see, what's your optimal solution? Optimal solution, you just keep renting every day. Because you remember, this x is less than or equal to m minus 1, which means a short duration, right? Okay, so in this case, optimal solution will just keep renting every day. Will not buy. Okay, so this is optimal solution. What's your solution? Your solution is just x plus m, because you rent for x days, and then buy, right? Okay, so let's compare these two values. X plus m divided by x plus 1. What is that? Now we change it to be this. 1 plus m minus 1 over x plus 1. Is that right? This one is okay. Now remember, what is x? X at most m minus 1. So this value is at least 2 minus 1 over m. Okay, you have another m coming out. And then inside is minus 1 over m. Okay? So this value will approach 2 when m is super large. Right? Okay. Well, so this is one case. Now, second case, your season is long. Now, again, your anniversary, your bad example, will stop the season on day x plus 1. Right? So after you make the buy decision, I will stop the season. Right? So I'll set t, as usual, to be x plus 1. And then optimal solution is just buy the set, and your solution is x plus m. Right? Because you rent for x days and then buy, right? So this value, you divide the ratio, divide the two values, x plus m over m, because x is at least m. So this value is at least 2, right? Okay? So by now we have proved that the ratio cannot be better than 2 for a significant amount of gap. For example, we cannot do 2 minus 0.001. Competitive ratio. Can I do that? Because I can make m 1 million. Oh, sorry. I can make m 1 million, and then the value is larger than the 1 million, just of course. Right? Okay, so basically, we cannot beat the ratio of 2. So now comes the first bonus question. Why, in the previous picture, we can only prove a bound of 1.5, not 2? It seems that the strategy we use are very similar, right? Just stop the season after you buy. What's the reason that in the previous page you only show a lower bound of 1.5?
Because the previous stage, when the x larger than n, we continue with when.
Is that this reason? Actually, it's not a difficult point. It's a very easy point, actually. Okay. Previous tree structure, we can only prove a low bound of 1.5. Because what? I just need to fill in the blank. Right? Because something. What's that something? I believe someone can get a bonus for sure. Very good. Okay? Because, you see, what's the previous page? In the previous page, we assume m is equal to 2. Right? Okay? When m is equal to 2, So the main bottleneck here is that you set m equal to 2 in the previous picture. Right? Okay? Yeah. So do you agree this is not a difficult bonus? Okay. So I hope that the next more challenging bonus you can still get it. Alright? Okay. Now, so much about the ratio. Okay, so the ratio is just a 2, right? You can achieve 2. On the other hand, you cannot do better than 2. Right? So basically this problem, it comes to an end. Okay. Well, so this is only a reference page about other Stephen Jay problem, but that's not the major focus of our course. Alright, so let's just summarize what we have discussed so far. Now, all my algorithm, what's the goal? The goal is to study some optimization problem without knowing the input in advance. Okay? And then you are comparing your algorithm's output with the optimal offline algorithm, right? Now, optimal offline algorithm is somebody who knows the whole input, right? So you can get the best solution for sure, right? You are trying to be close to that optimal solution. Now, here, your algorithm will generate some solution which is not exactly optimal. There is a gap between your algorithm's output and the optimal solution. Now, why do you have such a gap? The gap comes because what? Because you don't know some future information. Okay? So it's not only about the computational power. Alright? Okay. And that's also why we do not call it approximation factor. We call it competitive ratio. Okay? Vision. Now, for different problems, sometimes we are doing maximization problem, sometimes we do minimization problem. But no matter which one you do, a ratio closer to 1 will always be good. Alright? For example, if my ratio is 1.1, it's better than 1.3. If my ratio is 0.9, it is better than 0.7. Okay? So, closer to 1 ratio will always be something you want more. Alright? Okay? Well, so, alright, now, I think that until now you have known the major difference between online algorithm and approximation algorithm, right? In online algorithm, the gap between the performance and your algorithm and optimal solution is from the uncertainty or unknown information, alright? But for approximation ratio, the gap comes from your insufficient computing power, alright? Okay. Today, other than Stephen Jay problem, we are also going to introduce some other problems, including the graph algorithms like matching, okay, and then scheduling problems. So these two are the remaining two problems we are going to talk about in the first part. And then there are also other combinatorial optimization problems which can do online analysis, but they will not be covered in the lecture notes. Okay? And then in the second part, we'll talk about something related to probability. Now that includes online secretary problem, profit inequality, Pandora's box, etc. Okay? Now here we are basically talking about online secretary and profit inequality. These two, the analysis is very interesting. Now, the last one, Pandora's box, all of you know the name of that. No Pandora. The what it is about. Okay, I've already forgot. So I hope that you can use your resource to find out what it is. Now I still have a rough memory about this problem. It's basically about because you know Pandora's box, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, before you open it, you do not know what it is inside. Something like that. Okay. So the problem is also similar to that flavor. You have a bunch of boxes, and then you can open one, but you're not sure which one to open. Okay. Well, so you need to make a wise decision to make your output better than you expected, or as good as possible, something like that. Okay. So if you search for this word on the internet later on during the break, you will find what this problem is. But of course, it's better not to do it during this lecture because this problem is also somehow related to the profit inequality we are talking about. Although not directly related, it has a similar nature. Okay, now these are the launch point we are going to cover in this lecture. And other than that, actually online algorithms are used a lot in daily life, including online dispatch, which means you have some orders, right? Actually this is about you buy some takeaway food from some small restaurants, and there are some people, some riders sending the order, sending your food to your apartment or dormitory, okay? So there are some kind of service like that. And then when different people order, they need to somehow give the driver, the deliverer, okay, some orders such that he or she will take these orders and then go to A, B, C, D and send the orders to these customers. Alright? So it's online because no one knows in the coming hour who will order takeaway food. Right? Okay? So that's some decision to make. Right? And then there are also something called ride sharing, especially when you are going to somewhere taking a taxi or taking a platform car, right? Okay? So sometimes there's optional shared car, right? So two groups will share the same car and the car will pick up the people from A, right? And then B, and then go to A's destination and then go to B's destination, right? Something like that. Okay, so you need to have some way to combine the orders together, right? Two or three orders together so that it will be most efficient. So this is another online algorithm, online problem. And then there's also online learning, which is more abstract, okay? Data comes one by one, all right? And then also there's a multi-arm bandit problem. So it's again a very classic problem, basically meaning you pull some arm, and then there will be some expected reward coming to you. But when you decide whether you pull the same arm repeatedly or you go to another arm so that the reward could be higher possible. Okay? So this is also a very big class of problems in online setting. Okay? Well, so research in these topics, usually they will appear in the like EconCS conferences, theory conference, AI conference, machine learning conference, etc. So these are the possible venues for publication. Okay. Now, let's look at the second example, online bipartite matching. Okay? So, what is matching? Well, matching is actually very easy. Now, suppose that you have two group of people. One group on the left, they are applicants. They are looking for jobs. Alright? And then the second group is jobs. Alright? They are on the right, green ones. Alright. Now, if all the jobs and applicants are already there, then it's very easy to do matching. You try to match as many people as possible to jobs. Right? Okay? So basically, you will try to find, for example, such a matching where all the red applicants are matched to some job on the right. Okay? So this one is also called maximum matching. Okay? It's maximum possible. Okay. Now, what is online setting? The online setting says, now I no longer know the whole graph. Okay? Instead, I only know you two, the green one, the jobs. The jobs are already on different websites, right? All the jobs are there. But applicants, do you know what applicants are? I don't know, right? Or the companies posting the jobs, they also do not know which applicant will come to apply, right? So applicants are somehow coming here one by one, like this. For example, somebody comes, one applicant comes, and then when this applicant comes, it will choose some jobs to apply for. Alright? Okay? So for example, say, oh, I apply for three jobs, which are the three edges, right? Connecting to green nodes. Okay, so after this candidate applied for three jobs, and then imagine that all three jobs think oh, it's okay, right? This candidate is okay. Then your platform needs to decide which job this candidate should be matched to, right? Okay, should go to. So for example, I say, maybe I assign the applicant to the middle job. Alright? Okay, so this finishes your decision for the round where you comes, right? When you comes, you will make a decision. Where do you match you to, right? Okay, so here I match to the second one. And then there is another one coming in, like this, okay? So the second one, you prime, it can match to second and third and fourth jobs. But because the second one is already taken, so this one can only either be matched here or matched here. Okay? So again, you make a decision which node the second applicant will be matched to, right? Okay? Well, so just keep going. We try to maximize the total number of applicants matched to some job. Remember, one job can only have one applicant matched to it, right? Okay, that's the constraint of matching. Alright, so again, because it is an online algorithm, you cannot revoke your earlier decision. For example, you already matched the second node to you. You cannot say, oh, because you prime comes, I will match this node to you prime, and I will choose another partner for you, or you cannot do it, right? This cannot be done. Okay. Well, so now, this kind of matching scenario actually happens a lot in real life, including the scenario we talked about just now, about the job hunting, right? Okay? And then you can also have the online advertising where you also match the web pages to the potential ads on the web page, right? Okay. Now, for this matching problem, we have a simple greedy algorithm. But actually, I do not quite agree that this is a greedy algorithm. Let's see what this algorithm is. Okay? So the algorithm says, whenever a new node comes, I match it to one of the neighbors this node connects to. One of the available neighbors. Alright? I take an arbitrary available edge and match it. I didn't see any greedy algorithm here, but let's just pretend it's a greedy algorithm. Right? It's an algorithm breaking ties in an arbitrary way, okay? So you have different choices, I just choose one of them, okay? So that's the algorithm. Algorithm is very, very easy, right? Now one example here, you see there are six nodes on the right, they are jobs, right? And then your applicant comes, and the first one I use to match to the second job, right? And the second one comes, only one edge, so you cannot match. And the third one comes, again three neighbors, I take the middle one. And then the fourth one comes, again only one edge, but that job is already taken, so you cannot match it, right? Okay, and then next one coming in, you match to the second job, and then last one comes in, it does not match to anything, right? Because it's already taken. So this is the red, three red edges are the output of your algorithm, right? But what's your optimal solution? Yeah, six, very good, okay? The optimal solution is to match all the six horizontal pairs, right? So your algorithm gives three, your optimal solution gives six. So very likely, there's a ratio very similar to two here, right? Okay? So, but because we are talking about the maximization version, so the ratio, we do not call it two. Instead, we call it 0.5, which is 1/2. Okay, 1/2. Because your algorithm has less edges, right? And optimal has more edges. So a smaller number divided by big number is 0.5 of approximation. Okay? Well, so this is the maximization problem, right? The definition of the competitive ratio is just the mean, right? Minimum of the ratio for all the instances, right? Okay? So this is the competitive ratio of this scenario. Okay, now this ratio definitely will be at most one because it's a maximization problem, right? Okay, now, we are trying to show this 0.5 approximate, 0.5 competitive ratio, right? Now, what can we do? Now, basically, we have one one important lemma showing you that whenever one edge, uv, is chosen by an algorithm, then at least two edges in the optimal solution will be sacrificed. Okay? What does it mean? Well, on a high level, it means that the choice made by an algorithm will block or will forbid two edges from optimal being chosen. Right? Why? For example, when you look at the red edge, right? Every red edge here, it touches only two edges from optimal solution, right? And then so choosing the red one means that you can no longer choose the two yellow ones there. Alright? Okay, so that's the high-level idea. So basically it says your algorithm's choice will hurt at least two edges from optimal solution. So on the high level, whenever you choose one edge by your algorithm, you sacrifice two edges from the optimal solution. One for two. So in the end, if you choose k edges, you only sacrifice 2k edges from optimal solution. Meaning that optimal solution might probably only have at most 2k edges, so your algorithm k is pretty good because k divided by 2k is 1 over 2. Right? Now, of course, this is not the 100% rigorous proof, but it's the rigorous proof is similar to this. We'll talk about it very soon. Okay? We'll talk about it in the second hour. But before we end this session, I'd like to raise a bonus question, a second bonus question. This kind of argument, did you ever see it before in approximation algorithm? I mean, similar argument. Similar high-level argument. If you see it, where is it? For which problem? Which method? You use a similar argument. Comfort group? Independent set?
No, nodes.
Independent nodes. But then it's similar as comfort group.
Close, but
it's the other one. Okay. So I hope you know what I mean by it's the other one. What's the other one? Oh, who said vertex color? Okay, so vertex color. Yes, the problem is vertex color. It's the opposite of independent set, right? Then which method, which algorithm is vertex color? Because in vertex color, we talk about two algorithms. So vertex color is 0.5. Who can tell me the method of that vertex color? Another half. Somehow you need to describe that algorithm. Like, what does that algorithm look like? Vertex color. LP rounding algorithm. That algorithm is more advanced, right? Okay. So although it also shows the two approximation, it's not the one which is comparable to this one because you see this one is too simple, right? This one is very simple. What's that algorithm? Other method. Raise your hand before you, yeah, after that I will go very far. Okay. Raise your hand. Please write down the names. Start on